You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Back in December, before anyone was talking about a new coronavirus from China, an op-ed piece appeared in the Washington Post warning that special federal funding to protect the U.S. from a pandemic would run out by this May and that few were talking about it. The co-author of that piece is Dr. Syra Madad, Senior Director of the System Special Pathogen Program at New York City Health and Hospitals. The federal acronym you need to know is ASPR, Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response, and the money we're talking about was approved by Congress during the Obama era, prompted by the Ebola outbreak. I spoke to Dr. Madad this morning.
During that time, CDC and ASPR developed a hospital tiered structure of Ebola treatment centers, frontline hospitals, assessment hospitals, and at the apex of it all, regional Ebola and special pathogen treatment centers. And again, millions of dollars went in over a period of 5 years to develop this tiered structure and maintain this state of readiness across the United States. That funding is set to expire in 2020, and Congress has not yet indicated at all whether this funding will be renewed or not.
And I'm hearing this both in your voice and in your original piece, but just so I'm clear, would the drying up of funding in May, do you think, have immediate effects on our ability to combat, for instance, this coronavirus?
Essentially, the expertise that has been developed over the past 5 years, the equipment that has been established, the processes that have been in place will essentially no longer potentially exist unless facilities taken upon themselves fund these programs themselves and maintain that state of readiness. While hospitals are already trying to maintain readiness for everything that comes through their doors, this is a special program for high consequence infectious diseases with specialized trained staff and equipment.
Are officials swinging into action to get this reauthorized now?
Unfortunately, I don't think there is much awareness that this funding is running out in 2020. And so there's a lot of education on the part of public health officials to make sure folks know, especially elected officials.
Dr. Syra Madad is the Senior Director of the System Special Pathogen Program at New York City Health and Hospitals. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.